everybody. Yay. Hey, everybody. I am Coco. We lit. We on our show. Jigga, yay. We got our show. We got our show. So we are particularly excited. Yeah.
Wait, how can we stop?
I don't know. I don't. Okay. Oh, okay. So look. My name is Shaniqua Purvis. For those who don't know me, aka Coco, and now I have my doctorate, honorary doctorate. So I have, you know, y'all can call me Dr. Coco. So I'm here, and I want to introduce my son, Jigga.
My name is Jigga. I'm a son. I'm a ball player. Being in school.
Talk louder.
Like I'm a ball player. I'll be in school. That's probably like, my biggest thing. You know what I'm saying? It's my two things I stick with. I'm going to college. So yeah. Oh yeah, and obviously. Both sides of the balance, junior balance interrupter, you know what I'm saying?
Tell them what a balance interrupter is.
Balance interrupter is people that help the community with, like, inside the community, people that is from the community is, like, helping the community grow. From where I'm at. So, like, junior balance interrupter is, like, people my age, is, like, people that's out here doing stuff, like, in games and stuff like that. I'm close with them, so yeah.
Okay, so both sides of the balance is an anti-balance organization that serves Bed-Stuy area. We are mostly in Tompkins, Sumner, Marcy, LG. That's what we mostly serve. So that's what we do. We do a lot of conflict mediation, restorative justice practices, and we outside. Yeah. So we trying to get this together, y'all. Please forgive us for the technical difficulties. This is our first time. And usually I just do Facebook Live or I just be on YouTube. But right now, like, we like, you know, let's go into podcast. So that's what we're doing. So this is our first show. So I guess we could always learn from our first show. But we just wanted to introduce ourselves and let y'all know who we are. So this is my son, my baby. I'm the mom of four kids, and this is my youngest. He's 16. And you know, we be talking a lot, and I love talking to my kids. Like, that's just the highlight of my day most of the time. And I'm talking to them, and we always have, like, these little debates. And then I'm talking to parents outside, and it's like they don't have that connection with their children. And there's a lot of adults that don't have that connection with their children. I'm fortunate to have that connection with my children. So I just want to help parents as much as I can get that connection. So this show is to connect the disconnect with adults and our children. So that's what I'm trying to do. So if one parent could now talk to their child and have a decent conversation, and that child could get what they need to get from that parent, or that parent could get what they need to get from their own children, then our job is done. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Right. So that's what we're doing. So, you know, we are fortunate to be able to talk to each other, and our communication is, you know, a great thing. So we want to help other families have that great connection. So this show, we're going to talk about current events, things that's going on in the world, things that's going on in our neighborhoods, things that's going on in other people's neighborhoods that either, you know, bothers the world or we just need to talk about from my point of view and from, you know, Jacob's point of view as a 16-year-old. Yeah. So, you know, this has, you know, it's kind of unprecedented. This has, I don't know anybody that's doing a show with their kid. And I don't know anybody that's letting their kid at 16 do a podcast about current events and positive things and making sure that families, you know, connect. So we decided to do this together. And I think this is a great idea. And hopefully, you know, families can learn from this. So the first thing we want to talk about, you know, that's going on right now in the world is, you know, of course, Tyree Nichols. The situation with Tyree Nichols. First of all, I want to say that, you know, from my point of view as an older person, like these cops, and I don't know who's on this line that don't know the situation. So there was five cops fired and arrested, you know, for beating a 29-year-old man senselessly. While he was on the ground trying to get handcuffs on him, I guess they was trying to arrest him. But in the video, it was a really sad thing. Like, they really literally beat him to death. And then other cops and EMS and fire department officials were fired because of how they act after the fact. Once they saw his body on the ground, nobody really responded. Nobody really did what they were supposed to do, follow protocol. And so right now it's looking like maybe 10 people fired and maybe arrested and charges brought up against them for this this crime. So right now it's a hot topic because it's like for two reasons. One is police brutality. So everybody's going to talk about police brutality. But I think the main thing about this particular situation is that they were Black. The cops were Black and the young man was Black. So that's like
that's not a light moment in
right. the community, I feel like. Right. So. It's kind of crazy right now. So I'ma say my point of view. My point of view, when I saw the video, I cried. I was really upset and I was hurt. And what really broke my heart is when he was on the ground screaming for his mom. He was screaming for his mother, screaming his mother's name. And to me, any young man, any young Black man that's on the floor crying, screaming for their mother is at their lowest point. And for you to still beat on him while he's calling for his mother is like beyond comprehension to me. All I saw was him on the floor. All I saw was my oldest son on the floor. That's all I saw. All I saw is a young man that work with me in these streets. That's all I saw. So it really hurt my heart. And I was this close of having, you know, the guys that I work with, you know, actually want to do events with the police, actually want to actually have a conversation, sit down so they can, you know, create better relations. But then this happens. So to me, those cops nationally sent us back 100 years. Like it's just really bad. Because now, what will my conversation be to these kids? Like, what will my conversation be? Like, how can I tell them to create better relationships when we have cops like that? Like, I just, it's just sickening. And all cops are not bad, just like all Black people are not bad. But It just set us back and it really hurt my heart. Like, and then I know cops that are great cops and they're upset, just as upset as I was watching that video. Like, out of five cops, five people, let's say people, like five cops, nobody could, the word protect didn't go in their head not one time. Like, nobody said, yo, chill, this is a bit much. Like, nobody. So,
I mean, that probably was my problem. Mm-hmm. I felt like it was just like, why? Like, I was thinking about, like, this guy had to do something. Like, I felt like...
Well, come to find out, he's messing with his girl, ex.
Yeah.
They worked at FedEx together, and they messing with his ex, so...
So, yeah, like, that's...
You said Jigga's low.
I know he didn't say that.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, so that's his... That was his ex, so I guess. But still, even with that point of the matter, nobody could say, yo, we taking this a little too far.
Yeah.
Nobody.
That was
That was way past extreme. That was just, I don't know. They all need help. Like, they all need help. So I don't really understand it. I don't want to understand that. And what really kills me, too, with gang mentality. Gang mentality. You know, a lot of cops be mad at these gangs and have gangs mentality, you know, because of this gang mentality. One kid and then all kids. But isn't that the same thing? Isn't that what they did? Didn't they have like a gang mentality? Am I correct?
Yeah, I do agree on that. I feel like they when they saw him, I feel like they already came
with an agenda.
They already came with an agenda. I feel like they thought this through.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they blacked out every scenario in their head of them going to jail and all that, all the consequences, because they know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they felt like, yo, you know who we are? Like, this, we at the top of the food chain, and I'm going to show him that messing with my wife was the best, was the worst idea that you could think of. And at the time, like, I still say this, women is the root to so many problems, bro. So many problems. You go back 1,000 years, war start from women. You got kids dying because of he say, she say. Then you got kids dying from getting, well, backdoored from other females because of their ops or something. I just feel like women is the root of a lot of problems, but then again, you know what I'm saying, they are the production, like they produce a lot of good stuff. So I, you know what I'm saying, I'm both sides here, but that's all I gotta say. Women are the root of a lot of problems. People be dying over here, and just because she said a couple of words to somebody she wasn't supposed to say to, so yeah.
I don't know. Another thing too, it was also a white cop. There was also a white cop there. He was fired also. And the thing that I don't like is, right? I don't like the fact that they ain't show his picture. Why they ain't show his picture? Soon as that happened, they put all the cops' pictures up. They put everybody's pictures up. It was a white guy with the FDNY they put up, but they didn't put up. They didn't put up the guy that they fired, the other white cop. They didn't put his, they ain't put him up. They ain't put his picture up. They ain't do that. But not for nothing, though. I mean, I'm just saying, I want to see what this chick look like. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, what type of chick, like, what she look like?
Because
she better be bad. Job, career,
they home life,
family, livelihood,
just to embarrass
to prove a point.
She had to look like a box of cereal. She had to. There's no way. There's no way, bro. She had to be a fiance.
This is an ex.
Like,
he tried to get her back. She didn't want him. Shout out to my assistant director, Lucretia Jeffrey. Shout out to Kevin on the line. Love you guys. Shout out to Kevin. But I'm just saying, like, she better be bad. Like, she better be a bad. Like, we used to say back in the days, all that in a bag of chips. He said cereal. He said a bag of cereal.
Because she's looking like some kicks from school. She look at any cereal that they selling in school. That's how you know Like, it wasn't worth it. Even if she do look bad.
Yeah.
It's what is she offering you? Let's really talk about that. What is she really offering you? What is she offering you? The fact that you have to go and do that.
Yeah.
Like, that's and then you have to talk every little scenario in your head, talking down. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, the worst fight is fighting yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's like, fight yourself. So the fact that you thought about it, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people think about it and be like, oh, I can't go through it. They go on the pros and cons about it.
Right.
I mean, that means he pushed all the bad scenarios out and went with and what went like, yo, bro, I gotta go through with this. Like I gotta show him, like, I'm the one to play with. And now, like, little do we know, as a black person, he did not hurt his family, his old life. He hurt the whole community. Just the fact that you feel like you saw him as a threat.
Right.
That bad of a threat that you had to
do all that.
Beat him up. And then he took a picture
of and him. Sent it to him.
Sent it to him. So that means he was like, yeah, like, I feel good about this one. Like, yeah.
Listen, let me tell you something.
That's great.
Whether it's live or not, at the end of the day, there's no justification. There's no excuse for what they did. They took an oath. They took an oath. And they are sworn to protect and serve our community. Their community. They did not do that. No way, shape, form, or fashion did they protect anyone. So whether it's lies, whether it's not, whether the girl exists, whether she don't, who knows the backstory? Nobody will never get the truth. But at the end of the day, it happened. That man is dead. That man is dead. So it's no excuse for it. It's no real excuse. And I'm just sick of it. And I looked at the funeral today. I watched the funeral today. Al Sharpton spoke. And one thing he said that really broke my heart was when he was talking about the mother. When he was saying how he was on the ground calling for his mother. Like, he was calling his mother name, like screaming his mother. Like, what Al Sharpton said was, us as a people, your mother is like your home. Like, that's your safe. That's your safe word. That's your safe haven. And it also is something that tick you off. If somebody say your mother, you know, like all that and all those things that was going on. And that's when you thought that you could hurt him more. They was actually hurting him more when he was screaming his mother's name. So all I saw on that ground was my sons. That's all I saw. I can't even picture what that mother's going through right now. Yeah. I can't. I'm sorry. I can't.
Where it could have been like,
yep.
It was so many steps, bro. And I just can't feel like not one, but five. Like, clear cut video of 4K. Like, 4K. Like, there's no getting out of that. There's no way you can say it wasn't me.
Right.
Like, it wasn't me. And all the crying you could do on the court, like, all that is not gonna
suffice.
Like, he was calling for his mother, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it, like, you know when, I'm saying, like, you find somebody or anything, and they giving up, and they like, stop hitting me,
or
stop.
Tap out.
Like, just begging
you stop.
Like, yo, stop. Like, please. Like, I feel like my life is dying. Like, I feel like I'm dying.
You're killing me. Like George Floyd, I can't breathe.
Like, you're killing me, and the fact that you just keep going, like, you had the killer instinct to keep going, and the more people didn't stand up to say, yo, chill, stop, it's enough.
Or it's going too far.
Yo, they just, they was eating up, like, they was just like, yeah, I'm with you, brothers in blue, I'm with you, we got this, it's us against them.
And let me tell you something.
That's how it was.
Yup, and let me tell you something.
It was the blue against the black. No, it's not even
white or black.
White or black anymore. It's not even that. And you can tell it's not that no more, because you don't see all that Black Lives Matter protests on this.
Yeah, where they at? They don't see that.
They pick and choose what's a protest on and stuff like that. And that right there is just ridiculous. Because if it's wrong, like if you're sitting home and watch something that's wrong and you get up and make a sign and go outside because they're black, make a sign because at the end of the day, somebody just died.
Yep, regardless of what.
You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like it's hypocritical.
Yes, very, very.
I just feel like if you want to nip it in the butt, nip everything.
Right.
Don't just nip certain things.
Yeah.
My whole thing is,
everybody keeps saying Black Lives Matter, but when will it matter to us?
Black people see other black people as threats.
Let me tell you something. A black man to get a gun.
That's on a black person.
A black man to get a gun, get a brand new gun in his hand. You know the first thing he gonna say? Oh, I can't wait to shoot these niggas. He not saying, I can't wait to shoot these cops, or I can't wait to shoot these white people, because this is what y'all all saying, that we're being oppressed. We're being oppressed. But the first thing you do is say, I'm going to shoot these niggas, and you're comfortable with that, and then your man listening to you laughing. Like, word, son, you're going to shoot these niggas.
Yo,
and most of the time, it's people you grew up with. Your own men. People that you went to school with. People at you next door neighbor. I went to a funeral of a person who got murdered by his next door neighbor. So it's crazy. The jealousy, the envy, and the power that you have when you pick up a weapon.
Yeah, worse and worse.
So this is why both sides of the violence is so important for us not to only just look at the victims, but it's also to look at the perpetrators too. So I will tell you my story real quick. So my sister was murdered in 2002 by a stray bullet in Tompkins Houses, just in case anybody didn't know that. And years later, the person who did it went to jail. He came home. And in that, I wound up during COVID forgiving him, talking to him, and mentoring him. Because at the end of the day, what he taught me was that perpetrators are victims too. Now, I'm not telling you, you know, that works for everyone. My sister was murdered by accident. It wasn't on purpose. I don't know if I would have the same story if she was murdered on purpose. So don't get it twisted. Like, you know, this forgiveness thing is deep. It's not easy. But that's my story. You understand? That this is who I am, and this is what started both sides of the violence. And in that, me understanding that perpetrators are victims too, maybe we could get on the preventive side instead of the reactive side, waiting for something to happen before we serve, you know, these guys that we need to be serving, these young ladies that we need to be serving. Maybe we need to get with them before they pick up a weapon, before they want to shoot somebody, before they go around jumping in a gang and having fights and wanting to kill somebody. So anybody that want to, you know, call us up, they could call us up. Y'all have your opinion, 929-282-0266. Again, the number is 929-282-0266. So y'all could call us in. You could speak to me. You could speak to Jigga. And don't forget, bothsidesofthebalance2021@gmail.com on PayPal. And Cash App is BSV2021. On Cash App, all the monies go towards our organization. So we have events, you know, we feed the kids, we feed our families, we feed our neighbors, you know, to let everybody know that they're not alone, you know. So we do a lot. With any dollars that y'all give us, we do a lot. So we hire people, we get them jobs, we get them resources, we put them back in school. And there'll be violence interrupters in their own neighborhood, outreach workers in their own neighborhood, mentors in their own neighborhood. Because the only way that we can fix this is through us. The only way they can fix this is through us. So I'm grateful to, you know, have this show and do this with my son, just to connect the disconnect. So us as older people could know how to connect with our younger people. All right. So with that, you know, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your girl, Chrissy, here to let you know that the Even Rush Network now has an app. Yes, an app, you guys. So you can stay connected on the go and watch all your favorite podcast shows. You can download the app at Google Play Store or Apple iTunes. So spread the word. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Also, if you're looking to start a podcast and really don't know how, well, hit us up at theevenrushnetwork@gmail.com and inquire about time slots, pricings, and everything you may need to get started. We got you. Join the winning team, the Even Rush Network. And also, download that app. What are you waiting for? Get to it. Now, here are our sponsors.
Hey, we back. Both sides of the balance. I'm Dr. Coco.
Jigga on the mic.
All right. So this is a segment of our show where we talk about what we like. And I'm going to talk about what I like, which is movies. Yay. So wait. We gonna talk about our movie?
Let's talk about the movie that you forced me to watch.
Okay, all right. So this movie of the week is called, for me, the best movie I've seen in I don't know how long, but it's called You People on Netflix. I'm serious.
It was funny more than it was good.
Let me tell you something. Laura London, Jonah Hill, Eddie Murphy. Yes, it was such Nia Long. It was a great movie. Laura London was beautiful in this movie. She gained a little weight, and I love the weight. Us big girls, we lit. Yo, Laura London looks absolutely stunning in this movie. I love her in this movie, and Jonah Hill. I ain't gonna lie. Jonah Hill gets some points in this movie. I ain't gonna lie.
It's overrated. That's one.
What?
Two. Wait.
Okay. Yeah.
One is overrated.
How's it overrated?
It's an overrated romance.
Okay.
Overrated. It's mad funny. Don't get me wrong. Eddie Murphy really is funny. Me being young, you know what I'm saying? I don't really know too much about him being funny, but he's really funny, and he's really out there with the comedians, not gonna lie. But, let's keep it straight.
Okay.
Spoiler, I'm sorry if you didn't watch it, go watch it. But, spoiler, first of all, how you leave for 3 months, say, being a family realize that, oh, it's their fault, and then put them together, and then go back together for a party and just marry like
because what happened was
the way they left off 3 months ago. So nothing happened in 3 months, mind you. He was looking for a date in 3 months. She was doing whatever she was doing. In 3 months, they just got right back together and left off where they started. Negative.
Okay.
Negative. That is so. If you're gonna do that, make the movie a little bit 30 more minutes longer, 20 more minutes longer. But it looking so rushed at the end.
It was not predictable, Jacob. Okay, so look, to talk about what you just said, right? I understand 3 months is a long time to be away from somebody when you're 16, but no, 3 months is nothing. If you are in love with someone, hold on, because I'll let you talk. If you are in love with someone, time and distance means nothing. If you're really in love with somebody, you're really in love with somebody. 3 months is nothing. 3 months is like 3 weeks. 3 months could be like 3 days. To a 16-year-old, it's a lot, but not to grown people.
You can't do that. You cannot do that.
What?
You cannot do that, bro. Just because I'm 16 does not mean that I don't know what adults are going through. Like, first of all, one,
go one. At the end of the day, three months is 90 days.
90 days. 3 months is 90 days. You know what I'm saying? 90 days. Who you telling me he went 90 days without it? You know what I'm saying? Without it? 90 days without it?
I'm not,
you know what I'm saying? But like,
Warren
London, he was missing.
He said he was missing.
I understand that, but he had to, bro, he's a man. I'm sorry, like, he's a man, bro. Like,
he came on me.
Like, he's a man, but at the end of the day, I just feel like, it was just rough. It was rough.
No.
You didn't even know about the relationship. Let's keep it, like, did they show you anything in the relationship? It was just skipping ahead. Keep it, am I wrong? Just say, yes or no. In the movie, right? Did they show anything, like, they just showed anchorships of the relationship and showed most of the scenes with their family.
Right, because that was the meaning.
They wanted to make it funny. It would have just been a romance.
Yeah, but then it would have been boring.
Exactly. I'm just saying, without the hilarity, without it being funny, it was overrated. The comedy carried the movie. That's it.
But it's a comedy.
No, it's a rom com.
It's a rom com
is comedy and romance together.
So it's not romance slash comedy anymore. It's a rom-com.
It's a whole genre.
Okay. I never heard of that. All right. Is it me? And y'all can call in 929-8282. I'm just saying.
Hold on.
I never heard of that term.
It's romance and comedy together.
I never heard of that term.
It's not even romance anymore. It's
comedy. Y'all can call in 929-282-0266. Give y'all opinion. I never heard of that. I didn't ever know that was a genre. No, romance comedy. But I never heard of
it. Together.
Rom-com. I never heard of that. But anyway.
Any romance you see nowadays is funny.
Okay, so this is our movie. So, like, what do you give it?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Like, the movie
thumbs up or down?
The movie overall is a 7.
7?
The movie overall is a 7. The comedy, 10.
Okay.
Really 10. I was really, like, dying. I ain't lying. I was really dying. But, yeah. Actors, obviously, 10. They all play good. I feel like Mia Long was very funny.
Yeah. The mother.
She's funny. Especially, my favorite part was when he was trying to compare the Holocaust to slavery.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Because I mean, even though it's not too far apart, you know what I'm saying? It's not too far apart. But she said, what? Excuse me? She
had slave receipts.
Yeah, she said slave receipts. You got those?
No! Listen. Okay, so listen. Watch you people. Please, on Netflix, watch you people. I love Elaine. Well, I call her Elaine. Her name is, what's her real name? I forgot. I think it's Ellen Louise Dreyfus. Elaine from,
the mother of Seinfeld.
Yes, Jonah Hill mother. I call her Elaine because I love Seinfeld.
I know her from Seinfeld, but I don't know her from.
But I think her name is.
She was hilarious too.
Lala was in it.
JT.
Not JT. Young Miami.
I ain't gonna lie, I started dying. She didn't have no nails on.
All right, we telling the movie. All right, so sure. Yeah, y'all need to watch you people on Netflix. All right, so your movie. Now we talk about your movie. What's your movie?
I have my movie. You know what's old. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, all right, let me let y'all know. Jigga's an old soul. Like, we used to call him Grandpa because he's just that old.
For young people, my age, whatever, older people, cell phone. Cell phone, whatever it was, the dude from 24 Hours,
Keep It Sutherland.
Yeah, Keep It Sutherland, and
If I'm not mistaken, that was the guy with the dark hair. What's his name? Hold up. I forgot.
Oh, Telephone Booth.
That was it?
Yeah, Telephone Booth.
I think Forrest Whitaker was in it too, right?
Telephone Booth.
Directed, phone Booth.
Yeah,
Phone Booth.
Directed by Joel. Well, whatever the movie was.
Phone Booth.
Yeah, Phone Booth. With Colin
Farrell.
Yeah, great movie. And Forrest Whitaker was in there.
Keep it settling.
Great movie. Great movie. It's mad old. Great 2002. I don't care. But I watched it. Oh, great. You cannot predict the movie. Like, it was just good, bro. And, like, I ain't gonna lie, I'm not even gonna spoil it. Just watch it. That's my favorite movie for this year. I don't care. I know it came out 2002. I don't care. I watched it this year. So, my favorite movie this year. But, yeah. Great movie, bro. Great movie, bro.
It didn't miss.
It didn't miss. It was funny. It was scary.
Mm-hmm.
It was mystery, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I like mystery. I don't like, you know what I'm saying? I can watch cop stuff, but I can't watch too much cop stuff because then it get like, I started looking at stuff different. But yeah.
All right, so that's our movie segment. We're going to take a break real quick. And when we come back, we got Jigga Sports Corner.
Before the break, I'm a LeBron fan. That's it.
All right, so we'll be back in a few, y'all. We'll be back in a few.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your girl, Chrissy, here to let you know that the Evening Rush Network now has an app. Yes, an app, you guys. So you can stay connected on the go and watch all your favorite podcast shows. You can download the app at Google Play Store or Apple iTunes. So spread the word. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Also, if you're looking to start a podcast and really don't know how, well, hit us up at theeveningrushnetwork@gmail.com and inquire about time slots, pricings, and everything you may need to get started. We got you. Join the winning team, the Evening Rush Network. And also, download that app. What are you waiting for? Get to it. Now, here are our sponsors.
You want to trade seats?
Oh, yeah. Let me talk more.
Yeah, I'm in a hot seat, you know what I'm saying? Sports. So let me get into that, you know what I'm saying? We're not gonna talk about the Brooklyn Nets is losing by like 40. We ain't gonna talk about that. Next topic. I'm gonna talk about that.
I know all the Nets fans are tight right now. The Nets been doing good.
How you turn it on? Yeah, we ain't gonna talk about that. They getting killed by the Boston Celtics. Yeah, everybody underperforming. Like, their starting lineup, they starting lineup is not even average. They're not even added up to 40. So this is horrible. Horrible game by the Brooklyn Nets. Horrible. Then we got. And then we got the OKC Thunder losing. I mean, they're in third quarter with the Rockets. They're both trash. Both casuals. They're both casuals. Nobody worry about them. They're going to tank the whole season, try to get draft picks. They dirt. Warriors versus Timberwolves. Come on. Warriors, they just got Curry. Everybody else is dirt. Timberwolves gonna win. Watch. It's 83-76. Timberwolves gonna win. Yeah. For all y'all Warriors fans out there. Nah, I'm messing with y'all. I mess with Curry, though. I think he's the best guard of all time, but nah, I'm messing with LeBron James. The one that's about to be the all-time best scorer. They can't say Michael Jordan is a better scorer than him. They can't say Curry. Nobody in the history of basketball is a better scorer than LeBron because he look at the record. Like, just look at the accolades. Like, I don't got to talk. Michael Jordan was a winner. Yeah, whatever. He left in the heat of the moment. He was the sea was getting too hot. He thought he knew he's gonna lose his little 6-6-0 winning streak. He knew he's gonna lose it. So like, you know what I'm saying? But LeBron. So I gotta say. LeBron.
So we just had the playoffs for football.
Chiefs gonna take it. Chiefs my favorite team. Chiefs gonna take it. Patrick Mahomes is better than any quarterback with 1 foot. Bet that. Bet that. Bet that. LeBron losing all these games. I ain't gonna lie, yo. No hating on LeBron. Boston all day. Boston is killing them. Yo, I'm not messing with the Celtics right now. They validated my son, Braun. So, and you are Celtic fans. You know what they did. I ain't gonna say too much. You know that should have been a call, but I ain't gonna say too much. And they've been validating my son, LeBron. I'm just now peeping, but they've been validating my son, LeBron. From Dallas Mavericks, Celtics, 76ers, they validated Westbrook from holding him. Can't win to stay there. We just won. We literally just won. Wait, didn't we? Yeah, we beat the Knicks.
Oh, yeah.
We beat the Knicks. Bunch of scrubs.
Was that yesterday?
Yeah. We beat the Knicks. They garbage. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We lost to the Nets. We lost to the Nets because there was no LeBron. LeBron was injured, whatever he was doing. Probably I had son game. But all I know is, you know what I'm saying, if they was there, we would have won. Celtics is dirt. Celtics not taking it on. They lost to Golden State Warriors.
We got on the Super Bowl.
Who can't beat the Knicks? Celtics lost to the Knicks.
Oh, they did?
Yes, and I bet it on with Okuta. And Okuta got $20 from me. I bet on the Celtics and he took my bread. I would never bet on the Celtics again. They lost to the Knicks. Wow. They beat your buddy, lose to trash teams and beat good teams. Oh, like, you know what I'm saying, bro? I would never, like.
I don't know. But,
Super Bowl
party.
Super Bowl party. Chiefs going to win. Nah. I want the Chiefs to win. But I know, bro. We too injured, bro. Our quarterback still got some ankle injury. Our wide receiver core is horrible. Like, second to last. That's not even true. Check the statistics. They making a playoff. They better than OKC Thunder. They going to be going to go past them. Warriors are cocky. Basura. Learn that in Spanish. They're basura. Literally, they're basura. If Curry don't drop, it's same thing applies for the Lakers, though. But if Curry don't drop 30-some points, they're losing. And even if they do drop 30-some points, they win or lose in a close game. Nah, Lakers too. Lakers be dropping. I mean, Jordan. I'm not Jordan. James be dropping 40 points, and they still be losing. I ain't gonna hold you, but I'm sticking it to the end. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm not a Lakers fan. I'm a LeBron fan.
I mean, yeah. Oh, get it right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn, so they just lost.
Oh, they lost?
They just lost.
Who?
The Brooklyn Nets. The Celtics won.
The Celtics won.
Jason Tatum dropped 31.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, all right. That was all right. If I was there, I'd do better. So it is what it is. If I'm winning by 40, I'm throwing it up. But go ahead.
All right. So this is the part of our show where we say what's hot and what's not. Okay? So I'm going to say something that's hot to me, right?
What's hot to her.
To me, people my age, you know.
I don't think people your age jacking it, but go ahead.
Yes, they are. And if they not, I'm putting them on. So calm down, Brad. So, I'm putting them on.
Watch what she's putting y'all on to.
Hello. So, my thing for
for this week of what's hot is, bam. I don't know if y'all can see it. Let me see if y'all can see it.
Oh. Yo, it's not too hard to know what it is. It's so, lip gloss.
It's lip gloss.
She's putting y'all on to lip gloss.
Yes, from Bath & Body. So what's so great about this lip gloss is it's lip gloss, it's Blistex, and it's mouthwash all at the same time. So, yes. So while you...
Mouthwash, lip balm... Mm-hmm. Blistex mm-hmm. and lip gloss.
Yep, all in one. So
who would want the nice taste of shiny. Mouthwash on their lips every day, all day?
They got cherry, pomegranate. They all taste real good. Strawberry, raspberry, all from Bath & Body at $8. And you catch them on sale, you'll get like two and get one free.
Yo, just get Blistex, bro. It's $2.
No,
it's $2, bro.
Yeah, no.
It's $2.
So, you know, ladies, instead of buying Blistex and then buying lip gloss, you got it all in one. And then put the peppermint in your mouth, all in one. All you got to do is put lip gloss on. And your significant other won't be like, oh my God, you got all that on your lips kissing me. Nope. You kiss them with that, and you're going to be like, ooh, that tastes good. Yeah, baby.
That's what they all say.
Shut up. So yeah, this is magenta lip shine.
Hang on.
So this is from Bath & Body, y'all.
They got you.
Okay. So those who want to, you know,
they got my mom, man.
Valentine's Day coming up. You want to get your girl something cool? Yeah, it is.
They got my mom. Hey, Jipta. And now look, you put more on something that's horrible.
That's like the
soap that'd be like body wash, conditioner, shampoo, all in one.
That's really cool.
What the fuck?
When you get the all in one.
Why are you using shampoo and conditioner on your body? No. No, like
yeah,
no.
No popping a mint in your mouth after you got all that lip gloss on. Nope. Here you go.
You sound like those people in the commercials.
I'm just saying. All in one. So this is what's hot to me. Hello. Next week, every week, I'll show y'all something else that's hot. But right now, this is what's hot. And Valentine's Day coming up. This is a really great gift. And like I said, it's $8 a piece. And if you catch it on Bath & Body on sale, you get two for one. I mean, no, you get two. Buy two and get one free. So that's $16. You get three of them. And they last long. So, yeah.
Go get them. Go get some.
And they got the little pink and the browns. They got the little colors. And it still tastes good. Yeah.
Who's tasting
good? Word, right? Bath & Body, send that check.
Because that's what it is. That's what it looks like. To be promoting something.
I'm just because
that is a horrible product. They show they got you.
First of all. Your next little girlfriend, I'm gonna get her one, and that's talk after that.
Anyway,
yeah, right. You wouldn't even know.
I wouldn't know.
If you see her with shiny lips, so you want to
see? I see some green thing. I'm smacking. I know it's from you.
No, if she comes to you with shiny lips and want to kiss you, not gonna kiss her.
I don't like that lip gloss.
Because you don't know if she's wearing this, it's different.
Nah, I don't like that lip gloss. I'll take it over then.
And change the game, you won't have to.
Because I come to school looking like, wow.
Listen, I'm not going to go there with you because you're still my child and I can't even like visualize all this craziness y'all talking about. But anyway, yeah, his next little girlfriend, I'm showing up on by her this. And she gonna be so happy. He gonna be happy too.
She's like, oh, that's nice.
He corny.
I'm going to room talking about
her.
Wow.
So then that way you want to really know. So anyway, that's my was hot this week. Jiggle, what's yours?
I want to put the ball in situation in class.
Okay.
So We were talking about in class about I want to know his name exactly, but it was a SNL comedian that got fired for saying for saying some anti slurs Chinese anti slurs on his podcast, and it was a joke. Like, he was trying to say it as a joke, but it wasn't funny, so people thought it was a statement instead of a joke. But my mom always tell me jokes is half the truth. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to go into what he exactly said, because, like, it's crazy. He did say some wild stuff, but I'll give you a rundown. He said, I don't like going into Chinese restaurants because they barely know how to speak English. And instead of saying Chinese people, he used the C word. You know what I'm saying? And it's not cunt. Yeah. And he got fired for saying that, right? And I felt like people, like, anywhere you see comedy or stand up, they always talk about ongoing racism. Always. That if that's not the leading they leading joke, it's the middle joke. It's the key joke. Racism sells. I'm sorry. It really do. It sells. It make people laugh. I don't know what humor that is, but it makes people laugh. And it give them bread. It make, like, you have to realize that too. That is their job, to make people laugh. And some people do what they gotta do to get that point across, to make people laugh. So I understand ways that was, like, very, very crazy. But at the end of the day, if you're going to fire him, if you're going to nip that in the butt, nip every single comedian in the butt. Nip all that in the butt. I'm talking about, like, even, my point of view was, if the guy was black, if he would have said a black joke and it was funny, he would never got fired from SNL. I just felt like that. I felt like he was white. They was like, oh, he's wilding. Like, if a black person say a racist joke, they'd be like, oh, chill. Let him say that, because his historic background is very crazy. But if a white person say it, oh, no, they've been doing the craziness, so they can't say that. Right. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it was corny. You know what I'm saying, for fire him, because you have Dave Chappelle, you have Chris Rock, they always say some race. You have Wildin' Out is, they don't even start a joke off without mentioning somebody Chinese, black, white, it the turbans, the Indian, they don't care, and they still where they at now. So I feel like if you're gonna nip all that in the butt, I'm talking about all that comedian things. If y'all gonna go cancel him, cancel culture, cancel all of them. I want all of them canceled. Because at the end of the day, I just feel like people feel like they walk around eggshells when it comes to what a black person says, right? Because they know that they can be canceled or put words in their mouth to make them seem like they're a racist. But I just feel like everybody could be racist. Feel like black people are racist and everybody's cool with it. They just cool with it because they went through stuff. You know what I'm saying? So they could just be racist. Right. I just feel like everybody should be accountable of what they saying. Right.
They should be held accountable. And you know what it is too? You need to figure out and study your target audience. You know? So like I used to watch
the room.
You have to read the room. I used to watch this comedian. What was his name? Sam. He used to always be yelling. I forgot his name, but he used to always be yelling. And his first name was Sam. And he used to always be yelling. Ah! And he used to be just so funny to me. And he had so many racist jokes. Like, it wasn't even funny.
Sorry. The comedian name was Shane Gillis.
Shane
Gillis.
Oh, that the comedian.
Yeah, that was a comedian. Yeah, fast enough. I got fired. Shane Gillis.
Sam Kennison. Yes, Craig, yes. No, not Crazy Sam. He was black. Sam Kinison was white. And he used to scream. He used to have crazy hair. And he was white, short, fat guy. And he was so funny to me. I was a kid. I used to listen to his shows. And he was mad racist. But, yo, his jokes used to be so funny. And like he said, like, if you want to cancel people, you need to cancel everybody.
Everybody. I mean, everybody should now, be held accountable. Like,
yeah.
But, like, if he was black and the joke was a little bit funny, it would have been some. And even if he wasn't black, if the joke was funny, he would not been fired. It was just at the wrong place, wrong time. It was a podcast. So no crowd was around him laughing. It was like you heard it and you're like, damn, like, mm-hmm. What you just said?
Right.
Instead of just laughing. Like, it was crazy. So, like, I don't know. But like what he said was crazy, but you want to hold him accountable, hold everybody. Talking about DC Young Fly, Nick Cannon, all of them. And SNL cast members are not innocent. They're not innocent. Because they're not innocent either. Because they be saying racist stuff too, and it goes out the window. It went to one ear and go out the other. So everybody should be held accountable for it.
So with that, we want to say, you know, check into the Rush, Evening Rush Network. Subscribe to the Evening Rush Network. Subscribe to Both Sides of the Violence on YouTube. Go on our page, on our IG, Both Sides of the Violence Inc. on Instagram, and we have some great resources up there. If you was arrested and you were released on bail from Rikers Island or in another jail in NYC, you can get some money. $3,500. So make sure you look into that. That's on our page. That's a resource. Then we have Saturday, February 11th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. 420 West 45th Street, first floor auditorium in the city. There's a DC 37 hiring job fair. All the city jobs. DC 37. They having a big job fair. You need to go. So that's Saturday, February 11th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Like I said, check up our IG. All those things are available. And do remember, this Sunday, Both Sides of the Violence Ministries will be on the Evening Rush Network on Sunday at 4 p.m. with Dr. Coco. So we'll be talking about personal development, self-care, and a lot of topics that y'all want to talk about. Y'all can always call in at 929-282-0266. And you can support our shows by giving to our organization.
It's our first time.
Cash App. It's BSV 2021. Our PayPal is Both Sides of the Violence 2021@gmail.com. And all proceeds go to our organization. We have an event coming up on February 14th. Is our second National Hug Day. Yay.
Hug Day?
Yes. And we're going to introduce Sean, the Don't Shoot Bear. Our mascot.
Why name it Sean? I'm confused.
I named it after Sean. I named it after your dad.
It's cute.
Yeah, I named it after your dad. I thought that would be great.
But let's talk about, Sean Don't Shoot Bear.
We mainly did the mascot. So when we go, like when I was a kid, we had mascots, right? Yogi Bear. We had Smokey the Bear, you know, that taught us not to smoke.
Smokey the Bear taught us not to smoke.
Set fires. Mascots was a big deal to us when we was coming up, and we don't have that, you know, unless it's sports. We don't really have too many like mascots with positive, you know,
because mascots catch your
attention. Positive messages attached to it. So I said, you know what? I want to do Sean the Don't Shoot Bear. And then I have a panda too. So I want to, I'll probably come up with something like, but I want, you know, black names.
Wait. Wrap it up. I just want to say how
We did our first podcast, man.
I know we did
First day, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I had a whole little pause. And yeah. I was panicking. But you know what I'm saying? But we ball, you know what I'm saying? We ball. So yeah. I'm glad, looking forward to doing this again.
Right. So check us out next week. We're gonna have another topic, another current event. We're gonna tell y'all what's hot and what's not, which he didn't even tell y'all what was hot and what's not. But I did.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Next time I'm gonna tell y'all what's hot. Yeah. I just wanted to talk about that topic in school. I felt like it was crazy.
Yeah, so check us out like again on IG, Both Sides of the Violence. Please subscribe to the Evening Rush Network on YouTube. This show will be on YouTube on Both Sides of the Violence YouTube channel. So make sure y'all tune in. See y'all next week. This was a great show. Thank y'all very much. See y'all Sunday, 4 o'clock. Both Sides of the Violence Ministry. Yes. Have a good